Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Samach. We're into the 60s. Baruch Hashem. We're into the 60s. We're on the top of Samach Amid Aleph. We are on the second line, but just first I mentioned that I will start off with talking a little bit about Karpeth. The Gemara mentioned, the Gemara brought a couple of Mishnayos from all over Shas that talk about Va'ods. Va'od, right? He said this is the only Va'od. Rabbi Yonah was bothered why our Mishnah says this is the only Va'od in the world of Kilayim. Why didn't he say this is the only Va'od in the world of the Torah? Right, there's no Va'od. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? There are a couple of Va'ods. There's a Va'od in Menachos, there's a Va'od in Trumos. So you know, those are volume. Those are volume, that's not distance. So that's not what this is referring to. But then we said, what about the Karpef? That's a Va'od, Shivim Vishirayim. So the Gemara says, no, that means two-thirds of an Amma. That's not really a drop, and therefore that doesn't count as an exception. So that halacha of Karpef, let's read it again, the Shulchan Aruch, could cause, is potentially a big problem in building modern eras. Because the halacha is basically midrabanan, if you have a very large area that is non-residential, it's not used for regular living, so that ruins your Erev, even if that's surrounded by walls, let alone a string. Even if it's surrounded by walls, you're not allowed to carry Dalat Amos in it. Right? And that's the halacha of Karpef Shalukaf Ladira, from Maseches Erevin, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Nun Ches. Kol hekef shel hukaf ledira, konganos v'pardesim uberganin, any hekef that was not surrounded for residential purposes, she'enem asuyim el lishmar betochan, the wall was only made to guard what was inside, but not to be residential. Asru chachamim letalta besocha, the chachamim said, you can't be metaltal, you have to treat it like it was just a rabbim. Mishnebura, afa gavta minatora, kol shemukaf mechitzos kibos asara, even though midaraisa, if there are 10 tefach walls all around it, afa pishi rechava kamakurim, even if it's a huge area, hu reshus hayag yachid gomor, umutu letalta bakulo, you can be metaltal in the whole area, mikal makom, chachamim asru behek of gadol yosim in beis asayim, shlo hukaf ledira, shu domeksas, lereshus harabim, ula karmelis, shlo letalta bav yosim yarba, so that is the Isser Durabanan. If it is less than that, so then it is Mutter Letaltel Bikulo. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. So based on this, this could be a very big problem for modern Erevin. If you have an area that people don't live in, but they use, if people use it, it's not a problem. That's why lakes where people go boating. Right, what's a big area shulukaf ledira? If you have a huge forest in the middle of a city, that could ruin your Erev. That could ruin your Erev, right? Because that's a karpef. It's an area that's not residential. So what if you have a lake? So the question is the lake usable? Do people go swimming? Do people go boating? If people go swimming and boating, then it's not a problem. That's enough residential usages, right? Playgrounds, anything like that, that would be okay. It's just that when it is not usable, so then that is the problem. And this is what the Erev Svarim, right? The Erev book from, I think, from the Chicago Erev, Rabbi Jachter's book, Walking the Line, page 51, 52, he talks all about this, this issue, that this could be a potential, problem. Budget problem. So what do you do? So he says, what could you be makel on? So Akula is the Dvar Shmuel. The Bir Alacha here in Shin Nun Ches quotes the Dvar Shmuel, who says, the Svaras, where is it? Sarach Ian Lachora. Let me find it's later on in the Simen. Shin Nun Ches Tes. Shin Nun Ches Tes. Ayin Shuvas Dvar Shmuel, Shemitzadid Lahakel Beir Mukefes Choma. If it's non-residential, big area within a city, that doesn't ruin it. Because most of it's residential. A little area that's not residential, that doesn't ruin it. Shasham ein zraim shebesocha ir mevatli lahekav dira shel choma. V'achacham tzvi hetik dvarav afalpikin lebesof hiskimim opashas adchak shi efshe b'shum ofen latakin shle yikash l'rabim. V'yabe nir demari shei mokom azarua gadu mechitzos v'chulu. So this could be a big problem, right? He writes, halakhic authorities, this is Rabbi Jachter talking, have reacted to the Dvar Shmuel's leniency with mixed feelings. The Ruch HaZonish rejects this approach, as he sees no reason for a karpef within a city to differ from one in a more rural area. The Bir Halacha expresses reservations, but he seems to be makel lemaisa. This issue remains controversial, as some communities rely on the Dvar Shmuel while others do not. A number of Israeli rabbis told me, that the practice in Israel is to follow the lenient position of the Dvar Shmuel, except for in Bnei Brak. It is exceedingly, where the Chazon Ish was the posek. It's exceedingly difficult to exclude every karpif within Israel's growing cities. Right, you have a big area. It's hard to exclude it. What's one way to exclude it? We have this in one of the camps that I worked at. There's a huge lake. So if the lake is used for boating and it's used for swimming, then it's not an issue. That's Dira. But if you have a big area within a city, within a camp that's not usable for usage for humans, so an easy way is to close it off. If you close it off with its own walls, so then it doesn't ruin your air. But that's not always feasible. Not always feasible. A number of authorities say if a karpiv beautifies the city, it does not forbid carrying. If, however, humans in no way benefit from the area, it must be excluded from the Erev. In my experience, Rabbi Jakter says, who is one of the world experts in Erevin, adopting a strict view regarding Karpaf often makes an Erevin nearly impossible to maintain. The exclusion of Karfio from Erevin often involves maintaining Tzuras HaPesachs in very difficult terrain, which can be extraordinarily difficult, especially during times of inclement weather. So again, Karpaf is a big issue in Erevin, and you know, if it's in a rural area, not in a city, then it's more serious. Within a city, it's machlokas about possibly like the Dvar Shmuel or not. Okay, so now let's get back to where we are up to, and that is on the top. Eloin piske aris v'chulu. So what did the Mishnah talk about? You have an aris. What's an aris? You have one row of vines that's hanging over the wall. And because there is hanging over the wall, even though it's one row, and Beis Hillel says that one row is not called a kerem, but still if it's lifted up on a wall, so then it is called a kerem, and you need four amos from it. What happens, said the Gemara, if you had a break in the vines? The middle vine, let's say you had 11 vines, and the middle one was died, and the middle one no longer exists. That's piske aris. The Mishnah said, how much space do you need in there in order to plant, put zroim there? 8 plus tfachim. Remember we said it means 8 amos. 8 amos plus a tefach. 8 and a, that's how we got into this whole discussion yesterday. 8 and a mashahu is not enough. 8 and a tefach is enough. Once it's eight in the tefach, is enough. So Eloin piske aris. So says the Gemara. Velo shanya, it doesn't make a difference. Bein shabana geder v'yachar kachnota achas es regefanim. Doesn't matter if you first built the wall and then you planted the vines and you hung the vines on it. Bein shanata achas es regefanim, or you first planted the vines. I guess they were like hanging down on the ground and then you lifted them up after you built the wall. V'yachar kach bana geder. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to build the wall first. The vines don't have to grow on the wall. They just have to be on the wall. So it doesn't matter that afterwards the aris broke. The middle one died. Yesh kan aris, yesh kan piski aris. Doesn't matter what happened first, any order, you would still have that halacha. What happens if you have these vines on this fence, and then the fence broke, and then the fence fell down? So now you no longer have a fence, or at least even if it's less than 10 tfachim. That's what the Marasilio says. Charav hageder, sheim bo gobas or tfachim. So now, ein kan aris lo piske aris. So now, the whole thing is called vines, right? It's not called a vineyard. Because now it's back to just being a row of vines, and there's no wall there, halachically. So it's okay. You don't say that, oh, once it was called an aris, and once it's called a kerem, then you need four amos even if the wall fell down. No. If there's no more wall, then it's just like a regular row of vines, and it is not a kerem, and you don't need four amos. Rav Avdumi, achua d'Rav Yosi, boi. So again, boi sometimes means statement, right, in the Yerushalmi. Chazar ubanye. What happens if you then fix the wall? The fence fell down. It could happen. Let's say there was a hurricane. So there's a tornado. So the fence fell down. You had this kerem, right? There's one row of vines on the wall. So it's a kerem. Then the wall fell down. So now it's no longer a kerem. You rebuild it. So now it's a kerem again. Right? Chazar abanye, adamar chazar aris lemkomo. Where the dinim of aris go back and it becomes a kerem again. V'dichvase, and similarly, chazru piske aris lemkoman. Right? The piske aris, the space in the aris halachas also continues. What do you mean the piske aris? So the Mara Folda explains. You had an aris, and then the wall fell down. And then, while all the vines are on the floor, the middle one dies. So the piske aris situation, the mid-dry area, so that happened when it was on the ground. It's okay. when you put the vines back up and there's space in there, the regular halachas of piske aris apply. Right? Chazru piske aris limkomam. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Right? Look at the Mara folder for a second, because he adds a case. Esma amar chazar aris limkomo. Demaishna mi nata gavana viachakach hageder. What's the difference between if you planted the vines and then you put the wall? So here, if you had it on the wall and the wall fell down, then you put it back up, what's the difference? Hachanami, chazer bana kosel, achar shenechrav ha'imsai. If you rebuilt the wall after the middle one died, chozer lepiske arislam kamo, it goes back. The only case that doesn't work is as follows. Says the Ma'ara Folda, you see the fourth to last skinny line in the Ma'ara Folda. Avali charav ha'imsai, kodem shebana ha'kosel mitchilasa. If before you have any wall, you have a row of vines, and then the middle one died. So it was never even considered a vineyard before you started anything. And then you built the wall, and then you put these vines on the wall with that middle space. So then that's not going to count. Avali charav ha'imsai kodem shebana koso mitchilaso, before you built the wall, avagav di eshto kolachan meikavanim dinaris, achar shebana ha'kosel, even though each of the five vines have the status of a vineyard, ein lahafsaka dinaris. But you don't put them together. The middle area doesn't have the status of an aris because it was never an aris before you built the wall. So again, the only case that would be excluded would be if you have vines and then the middle one dies and then you build a wall. So in that case, the five and the five are now considered vineyards, but it wouldn't have the halachas of piske aris. Period. Okay, two versions of a story. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa shesarav Rabbi Yochanan benuri binagnigar. Rabbi Yossi says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri once was burning Kilei HaKerem, right? The Torah says, you have to burn Kilei HaKerem. Pentukdash, Hamalei Azira. So that means burn it. So one time Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was burning Kilei HaKerem. Masaref, what was he burning? What was the case that he was burning? Piske Aris Saref. Somebody who got mixed up or somebody who planted in the Piske Aris. Again, what's the Piske Aris? You have the vines on a wall, the middle one died. So they have space. What did the Mishnah say? If you have eight and a little bit, that's not enough. If you plant there, that's Kilei HaKerem. That's what somebody did. If it was eight and a tefach, then you could plant in the middle. But here, you planted in the middle, there wasn't eight and a tefach, it was less. So even if it's outside of the six tefachim from each side, not good enough. Because each one is still called piske aris. This is not called just separate vines. It's still a kerem. And therefore, he was burning it. Right? That's what, based on our Mishnah, was piske aris. Reb Chia b'shem Reb Yochanan. Reb Chia said in the name of Reb Yochanan. No, we got the story wrong. Maisha sar Reb Yochanan ben Nuri b'nagnigar. Yeah, he was burning Kilei HaKerem. But what was the case? Mai saraf bein aris legeder saraf. He was burning zraim that were planted between a vine and the wall. What case is that? Remember back on Daf Nun Gimel. Remember back on Daf Nun Gimel at the beginning. Remember the previous the name of our parak. What parak are we in? Ezeo Aris. So what do we say? What's an Aris? You have one row of vines on a wall. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said there. No. That's not true. There's no such thing. He said. There's no such thing. You know what the Misora is about planting near the wall? It's when you have a vine a little distant from the wall and you plant in between. If you don't have four amos, that was the language of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Toin kol omrim kach. Remember we had that lashon, we spoke about that. Right? It's a mistake. Ella, if there's four amos from the vine to the wall, then you can plant there. If there isn't, right? No salav, it doesn't, there's a mosar. And if not, not. So, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri there in the Mishnah, so then there's no idea of a piske aris. So what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri burning? He was burning, somebody planted between the vine and the wall, and there wasn't four amos there. Right? So that's two different stories of what was being burnt. I guess let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll talk about this halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yossi Kashyasa Kumi Reb Yaakov Bar Acha. Reb Yossi says, I asked the following question to Reb Yaakov Bar Acha. He asked the following question. Nicha Piske Arisaref. Reb Yossi told the version one of the story. Reb Yossi says, I think my version's right. Meaning, if you say Reb Yochanan was burning the Piske Aris, it's important to tell us that story. Why? Because it teaches us something. Divrei Chachamim Chalukan Alav. Because if you look in the Mishnah that we'll have in a couple of days on Daf Samach Beis, the Chachamim argue on that. They say Piske Aris, you can't plant between these vines which had the middle one die. But if you did, it doesn't become Aser. It's Aser L'Chadchila to plant there, but if you did, it doesn't become Aser, meaning you wouldn't have to burn it. So the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan is telling me, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri burned it, oh, it's telling me against the Chachamim. He went against the Chachamim. So I like my version of the story, because then there's a chiddush in the story, that he's going against the Chachamim. But, Bein Aris L'Geder, Saraf, but if you say that he burns growths that were planted between the vine and the wall, Divrei Chachamim Chalukin Alav? Question mark. Right, Bitmiya? Does anybody argue on that? If you have a vine and a wall, and you don't have four amos in between, everybody says that's usur, and you would have to burn it. So what's the chiddush? You know, if somebody comes and tells me, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I saw him not drive on Shabbos. He was walking. Okay, great. What's the chiddush? Nobody argues on that. So here, what would be the chiddush? Like, he burned it, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. So the answer is, not everybody agrees. And therefore, he is telling us a chiddush, because there is a shita out there that does not agree. That even if you plant it between the vine and the wall, as long as it's six tvachim away, you don't have to burn it. Who's that? The shita of Reish Lakish. Velo Shamya, Damar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, didn't he hear? Velo Shamya, Rabbi Yonah must not have heard what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said. Is Palgun Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about this case. Aris Atzmo Mahu. What if somebody plants within the aris and itself, meaning with the aris and the wall? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Umekadesh. Rabbi Yochanan says Asur and it's Asur Bahana'a, and you have to burn it, right? And that's like what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri did. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Asur Veina Mekadesh. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Rabbi Shlakish says no Asur and it's not Mekadesh. It doesn't Oser, and therefore the story is significant because the Chiddush is telling me, like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Reish Lakish, right? Most of the time we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, right? The Gemara in Yevamos tells us there are three cases we pass like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that made Reish Lakish from. But they were Chavrusas, as we know. But most of the time we pass like Rabbi Yochanan also here, but that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan of the telling over the story that it will be against Reish Lakish. So we haven't really had, I don't think we've ever had in this Pesekla so far, a story about somebody burning Kilei HaKerem. Right? This is the halacha, though. The halacha is that you're not allowed to plant Kilei HaKerem. And if one plants Kilei HaKerem, so then it is usur to get benefit from it. Is it a mitzvah to burn it? Is it like a mitzvah, like lava nita glase? Like, no sir. No sir, you're not allowed to leave over the carbon. And then if you left over the carbon, there's a mitzvah say to burn it. So, not the perfect example. We don't want to do every mitzvah. Right? We don't want to do every mitzvah. Some mitzvahs are only because we did an avera. So, we don't want to do every mitzvah. Some mitzvahs are tragic. We don't want to do the mitzvah of avelus. Right? We don't want to do the mitzvah of hashavas gezela. We don't want to do the mitzvah of any of these, if you say that, Shalach to Shalach, Shiluch HaKan. But here, it's not counted as a mitzvah say. Right? Here, there's an Issur Daraisa of planting Kilei HaKerem, and there's an Issur Daraisa of eating Kilei HaKerem. Right? You're not allowed to eat it. Because it says Tukdash. There's no mitzvah say. There's the Losaseh of basically getting Hana'ah from it. It's the Losaseh. Right? In the Chinuch, in Tavkuf Memches, in Tavkuf Memtes, the Chinuch says that this sort of planting Kilei HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael, and Tavkuf Memtes, Shalo Le'echol, Shinimnao Mi Le'echol Kilei HaKerem Levat. I'm sorry, Rambam, Kedusha. Krapi Arshuva, Mitzah Kodem Esmao Kilei HaKerem, Pen Tiktash Hamalei Azer Shatizra, Usevua Sakarem, Pen Tukad Eish, Klomar, Shein Roy Leos Bo To'eles, Shahakol Asur Bahana. It's Asur Bahana. That is the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to burn it. We burn it so we don't are nichshal in it. But that's what the chinuch says. V'noeg yisr zeh, just the chinuch says again in Tavkuf Memtes. V'noeg yisr zeh shalol lehanos b'kelei HaKerem b'sacharim nekevas, men and women, be'eretz Yisrael midaraiso b'chutz laretz midirabanan. Midirabanan in chutz laretz, remember we said there's no kelei zroim in chutz laretz. It's not as chomor, but it's Kilei HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz because it is more chomor in that way. The over and that says the yeshomer the bechutz la'aretz avav b'shisur zriya noeg ba isra ana eno noeg ela b'Kilei HaKerem. Some say the halacha of its being aser ba'ana that only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not outside. But then he says the over azev ha'achal if somebody eats this onehene b'Kilei HaKerem shel Eretz Yisrael chayim malchus. The afilu, interesting chiddush. Afilu misha achlan shalok kederach hana asan. Usually, if I benefit in a way that is considered unusual in halacha, if I eat through intravenous, that's called shelok derech achila. That's not called a maisa achila. So usually, that's not asur daraisa because it doesn't say the Torah says don't eat, and that's not a maisa eating. But here, by kilei akarim, it doesn't say don't eat. It just says pentuktash. It's going to be off limits. So any way that you benefit from it, even if it's in an unusual way, that's asur daraisa. Right, afilu mishachlan shalok derechanasan klomar shlo nene bachilasan chayv alein veloke. Still, one is going to get malchus. Mashenkin b'kol shari sirin shabatara shein lokan aleim ella kederech hanaasan. Why? Deloksiv behu achila dechsiv pen tukdash. Pen tukdash. Interesting. The minchas chinuch here, and we'll get back to the burning. Says v'ha'ochel kizayis mikilei akarim. How much do you have to eat to get malchus? Kizayis. Kizayis of what? So the minchas chinuch says l'chora. Both the zra'im and the grapes will be mitzarif. They're both kilai hakerem together. Beimin ayerek vatvua o min anavim loke v'shneim mitzarifim ze emze. Right, they'll both be mitzarif to each other. Quoting the Rambam, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Machalas Asuros, he quotes all these halachas of kilai hakerem. V'yochal kazayis be kilai hakerem beimin ayerek beimin anavim loke min atorah v'shneim mitzarifim ze emze. Beautiful, because it becomes one iser. What do you mean? The Yisurim aren't mitzarif. If you eat a half a kazayis of pig and half a kazayis of chalev, they're not mitzarif. Half a kazayis, well, they have to be the same shem iser. Like truma and chala and bikurim are all mitzarif. Because they're all truma. They're all rachis. But here, is it all the same shem iser? So it must be, yeah. Because once they become kilai hakerem, it's one iser. Even though one's a grape and one's wheat, but it's the shem iser. And therefore they're mitzarif to each other. Beautiful. That's the Rambam. In Halacha Zion. Good. Says the Mishnah. So we're talking about burning the Kilai Hakerem. If you look in the last Mishnah in Temura, I think I wanted to mention this a couple days ago. I think I started mentioning the Mishnah, but I didn't get to the Tosfos. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Temura, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Mishnah there has the list of things that have to be buried and things that have to be burned. Elu Hein HaNikbarin. These things have to be buried. Kachim, certain other Kachim, Shor HaNiskal has to be buried, Egla Arufa, Tzipari Mitzora, Seir Nazir, Petach Hamar, Basar B'chalav, all of these are Asur Bahana. And you should bury them. Then, Elu Hein HaNisrafin, these things have to be burned. What has to be burned? Chameitz on Pesach, Truma Temeya, Orla and Kilai Akerem. Arla, Kilei Akarim is one of the things that have to be burned. Right? Fine. Says the Gemara in the continuation, that anything, actually this is the Gemara later on, that the things that are burned, after they become ash, they're mutter bahana. The things that are buried, even after they start decomposing, they're still usur bahana. Ask Tosas, what's the difference? Why are Nisrafin mutter after their Nisraf? While like Kilai Akarim, our case. So if you gathered up the ashes and you wanted, I don't know, to use them for some purpose, you can. Sarach Iyun, Astosus, Taim Amai. What's the difference? V'yomer Mori, de Nisrafin, Kivan Shetziva HaKosuf L'Sarfan. The Torah says burn them. Once you burn them, you're done. There's no more Tzivli. Once you've done what the Torah says to do, you're done. The Torah says to burn it. Its iser has been removed. What about burying? The Torah never says there's a chiyuv to bury these things. Right? The Torah says they're asur bahana. We bury them so that we're not nichshal in them. But there's no destiny of these items in halacha to be burned. Aval hanikbarin delo hitan akasav l'sarfan mashuch isurayhu la'olam. So that's the difference, Tosva says, between nasis mitzvaso. By srefa, nasis mitzvaso. There's a chi of srefa. Once you burn it, you've done what you needed to do. But by nikbarin, the only reason you bury it is so that you're not nichshal in it. You don't want to get, there's no mitzvah to burn basar b'chalav. There's no mitzvah. You bury it so that one is in nichshal in it. So there is a discussion. So what about chametz on Pesach? Or even before that, there is a Nodeb Yehuda. Nodeb Yehuda, it's a fascinating question. So there's no mitzvah to bury. So if there's no mitzvah to bury, it's still asur b'hana. So ask the Nodeb Yehuda. You know there's an answer to this kasha, but Nodeb Yehuda says, but one second. There is a mitzvah to bury something. people. There's a mitzvah to bury people, right? The mitzvah of kvura, right? Ki kavur tikvurin bayamahu. So why after, I mean, nobody's going to do this, why after a person kind of decomposes, is he still aser bana? Nasas mitzvah so. There was nasas mitzvah, and the Tosfos is so, it's nasas mitzvah so, so then, you should say, if nasas mitzvah so, so then it's mutter. There's no iser hana. So it could be that in a chinami, but there's a separate makar for the iser hana of a mace. And maybe that makar teaches me, even though nasas mitzvah so. The other people doesn't answer that. But maybe you could say that it's a separate makar to teach me this, right? Isra'ana. The Nod Bihuda in Madur Kama Yordea, Simin Sadi, he says, it's not the same. It's not the same. The mitzvah of kfura is not the same as a mitzvah of srefa of these items, right? Mitzvah's kfura, mishum biziono, velo mishum isuro. Important chiluk. We don't have time to go into it now, but that's the Nod Bihuda in Simin Sadi in Yaradea. There was also an interesting discussion of chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach. Maybe let's just continue the daf, and we'll see at the end at this time to mention the Reb Chaim about chametz on Pesach. Is that min hanisrafim? If chametz is min hanisrafim, but as we'll see, it's not so pasha what the halacha is about hana afterwards. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Arishu Yosef Menakosa V'chulu. So what did the Mishnah say? There were many pshatim of this line of the Mishnah, the way that we explained it, based on Rav Chaim Kanievsky, was that the next line of the Mishnah said, if you have a right angle, you have two walls that reach a corner, an L, you have three vines on one wall, two vines on the other wall. So that's not an aris, that's not a kerem. It's not a kerem, because it's not five on one wall. So what did the Mishnah say? What did the Mishnah say on Nun Tes Amid Aleph? If you have that case, Nosen Lo Avodaso, you just count six Tfachim for Zoreas HaMosar. You count so six Tfachim out. Six Tfachim, and you could plant out. And Rabbi Yosef said, if there aren't four Amos between the edge of the vine and the edge of the wall, the edge of the vine and the rest of the wall, then you can't plant there. Right? That was the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Again, you have three and two. So are you allowed to plant outside of those vines on the rest of the wall? So the Tanakhama says, yeah, just count six tfachim and then plant. And the Rabbi Yosef says, no. If there aren't four amos over there, so then it's not good. Then it's batel to the vines, and therefore you cannot plant there. So says the Gemara now, Arish Ezra Menakosa. V'hushieh v'karen zavis arva tfachim k'dei makom. Hard line to know what it means, but again, if we went with Chaim Kanievsky on the Mishnah, we'll continue going with his pshat here. And that is just like Rabbi Yosef we just reviewed. Rabbi Yosef says you need four amos in order to plant there. So the Tanakhama says you need at least four tfachim beyond the vine in order to be able to plant there. You need four tfachim beyond the vine in order to plant at all. And therefore, he has a similar shita to the Tan Rabbi Yosef, but just a shorter shear. Just a shorter shear. Okay. Let's now get into the next line. Rabbi Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yosef says that you need four amos between the edge of the vine and the end of the wall. If you don't have four, then the whole thing is batel. And it's considered all vine area. So the Gemara says, Tanin and Hachad Rabbi Yosef, the Tininta Tamon. We have the halacha here that Rabbi Yosef says that if you don't have four amos between the end of the vine and the edge of the wall, it's all batel. We had a similar halacha earlier on daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Mem Ches Amid Beis, remember? You have a hole. You have a ditch. You have a ditch. Are you allowed to plant in that ditch? You have a vine sitting in the middle of the ditch. Could you count six tfachim out and plant there? So some said yes. Rabbi Yosef says no. If you don't have four amos in the ditch, you can't plant there. So it's a similar idea. Rabbi Yosef says in both cases, on daf memches, on daf samach. If it's not four amos, over there was it in a ditch. If you don't have four amos space, you can't plant there. Here, if you don't have four amos till the edge of the wall, you can't plant. Ask the Gemara, what do you need both cases? What do you need both cases? Tanina hachad Rabbi Yosef, v'taninta tamon. So here we go. Ilu taninta hacha v'lo taninta tamon. If you only had our case, and that's where Rabbi Yosef says, if you don't have four amos, you can't plant there. Having an amrin hacha, aideshi halcha hilchas aris at amr aser. Maybe because here you have all these vines on the wall, so it gives us the status of something chashiv, like the new halachas of aris. So that's why it's machmir. If you don't have four amos out, taman aideshi eno hilchas aris at amr mutter. But over there, what are we talking about? One vine in a hole in a ditch. So maybe there wouldn't be such a chomer there. That's why you need the Mishnah over there. Oilu taninta taman velo taninta hacha. And if you only had that case, that Mishnah over there, and you wouldn't have our Mishnah, havida namrin, I would have said the opposite. Taman ayideshu megufaf me'arba ruchosaf. There you have a vine in a ditch, which means there are four walls. If there are four walls around this vine, maybe that's where he says, if you don't have four amos, you're closed in. At amar aser. Hacha, but over here, you're up in the air. Al yedei she'ena mugufaf me'ar baruchosav, at amar mutter. Maybe you would have said mutter in our case. Havit surcha masni hacha, but surcha masni hataman. That's why you need both. Even though in both cases, Rabbi Yossi says that the shear is four amos in order to be mevatel, the space, and to label it as vine space, but each one is telling you an erech chiddush. One, aris, and one in the ditch that is mukaf mechitzos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time with the seventh parak on the horizon of Kilayim, parak hamavrich, as we'll get into issues of grafting and other similar halachas. Okay, we'll stop here.